Hello? Check. I think it's checked fine.
Pump it up. Nope, get on the mic. Don't worry about that.
Hi, everyone. I'm going to sing for you now the banana song requested by Ryan Shaw. Am I good?
Oh, yeah. Sorry. We don't have to worry about that.
Hello?
I think you're good.
Okay. Is that good?
Yeah.
Okay, hi, everyone. Thanks for coming to the second birthday of the Two-Headed Nerd Comic Cast. Yay! We're going to now do a short Q&A. I've told them they're not allowed to go more than 30 minutes, so everyone can get back to listening to nerd music and drinking beer and wine, and apparently there's some scotch in this room somewhere, too. For the Q&A, if you guys have questions and that you want them to answer, just come on up here, and you can spin the microphone around and just talk into the microphone, and we'll kind of try to adjust the sound for you. Or you can live tweet them, or we're going to try some Skype as well, but I'm going to ruin that, so no one please do that. And before they start, every year, well, not every year, I guess last year, we had Whitney from the Pop Candy blog. She was one of the people that really, it's really uncomfortable back here. She wrote about them and got them in USA Today, and then she wrote a little note to each of them, and they could frame it for them house. So this year, we got them a little something as well, and it is by their friend Phil Hester. He has an original artwork of the two-headed nerd, and he has two different pictures, so one for Joe and one for Matt, and it's in this box here, so you guys can come up and see it later. But he drew two little two-headed nerd comic strips, and it was really cool of him, and he rushed it in a snowstorm to get it to me before today, so that's a really nice guy to do that, and it's great. And I also want to thank a few other people. Michelle Heeman brought some of the food that you're eating. Sorry, Patrick. Michelle Patrick. Brought some of the food. Suzanne Savitas brought the cupcakes. It's Black Forest and tiramisu, so you guys should eat those. Jim Heavey brought the really good wine. I brought the really shitty wine, so I apologize. He's classier than I am. And then over here in this, where'd Tim go? Oh, Tim's over here. Tim is over here. If you guys want him to draw anything really cool and make you a superhero, he will totally do it. He's an amazing artist. So,
wow, yeah,
he did Brad and Julia, and Julia looks incredibly sexy. All right, and I think Zach is taking pictures. So if you see someone,
Zach Hollowell
is taking pictures. So if you see someone walking around, he's not a creeper. All right, so, well, he's a little bit of a creeper. Okay, so enough of me. Here you go.
Just make sure. Hi, how are you guys doing?
Hi.
Cool. My name's Matt Baum, and we're recording this for the show. So if you do have a question, let's keep it, you know, not racially charged or, you know, or hyper-sexualized. That's all we ask. It's kind of a family show. So, and if anybody does want to come up at any time and ask a question, that's great. We've got Twitter questions coming in from people that couldn't be here or people we did not invite. I ask that you don't tweet us because that's rude. And we can see where you are because most of you have your location services on. If you're in the room, that's bullshit. You know, just like, come up to the mic. Don't be a jerk about it. This is my heterosexual life mate, Joe Patrick, ladies
Hello.
And gentlemen. I think he's feeding back a little bit. Joe, can you test your mic for us?
Yes, I can.
Hey, there he is.
This is my voice.
And every week I have to say, please keep testing your mic, Joe?
At a fancy party.
So we've been doing this for 2 years now.
God damn it.
2 goddamn years.
My life is wasted.
I know, right? And we're still not getting paid for it, so we're accepting donations tonight. If anybody wants to donate, we're going to get sued very soon here for using music that is definitely copyrighted. But at this point, you can't squeeze blood from a stone, so it's not a big deal. I mean, we'll just roll over and play dead and be like, all right, the show's over, and then we'll make a new podcast about, I don't know, wrestling or monster trucks or something.
Sure, yeah.
Something else we know very little about. But right now, we're going to go to Twitter first. Actually, we should go to Skype first.
We have somebody waiting.
Over at twoheadednerd.com, we have some people that write for us. And some of them are in the building right now. Kevin Coffey
is sitting right there.
He's right there. He works for the Omaha World Herald. He's a real writer, folks, okay? And he's written some stuff for us. He's one of the THN love slaves. We have another love slave that works for us named Aaron Myers. He's the sweetest kid in the world. We're going to put him on the PA and embarrass the hell out of him.
He has no joke called 16 times.
16 goddamn
waiting
times.
Waiting for us to turn Skype off.
Because he thought this was going to start at 9 o'clock.
He lives in Oregon.
Or he doesn't understand that Central Standard Time is like 2 hours behind the West Coast. I'm not really sure. So my wife, Casey, as wonderful as she is technologically handicapped. She's going to try and figure this out. But we're going to try and take a call from Aaron Myers on Skype real quick. Should we do it?
Call him, yeah. Hey, I told him we'd call him.
We'll call him, yeah. Just go ahead and hit him. He's going to be super excited. So just roll with it. He's a sweet kid. He can't help it. And if anybody else, like we said, wants to come up and ask anything, on the show we do a segment called Ask a Nerd. This is so professional. We do a segment called Ask a Nerd, which is like basically your comic book questions or trivia challenges for Joe Patrick, because he's sort of a comic book savant. I'm just sort of the eyes and the hair of the show. And that's all I really do. I'm the weird beard of the show. And we also do a thing called Comic Pushers, where, say, you want to start reading something, you're not really sure where to start, and comics can seem kind of impenetrable. So if you want to embarrass yourself in front of everyone here, you can come up and be like, hey, I'm heavy into, you know, gay fan fiction. What should I be reading? You know, and we can be like, oh, we've got just the thing for you, you know, or whatever.
We know all about it.
You got to speak into your mic.
It's very loud.
Put it on your face.
Hi.
See, because we're recording this too, and everyone's going to be like, was Joe Patrick not there? You talked the whole time, Matt.
That's how most of the shows go.
This is true. That's true. Up on your mouth. Like, remember?
God, shut up.
Shoot. This is, I often, when we're sitting in the studio, I go, shoot your mouth laser at the goddamn microphone. And he's like, I'm shooting it. I'm doing it.
I'm shooting the mouth laser as hard as I can.
Okay. This is the worst party we've ever been to. I apologize. My wife has turned her Wi-Fi off. So there's that. That's pretty good. Joe, can we use your phone? Is that cool?
Yeah.
I don't know what the hell this woman did. I love her. I didn't marry her because she's intelligent, folks. She's gorgeous, though. I'll tell you what. Beautiful girl. Best Q&A ever, right? So if anybody wants to go up and ask a question while Joe sets up Skype, we've got a Twitter question. Okay. Why don't you read it off so the people on the land of the internet can hear who it's from. Casey also does, like, our sponsor spots and stuff like that. We try to make it sound like, whoa. I just got dizzy. That was crazy.
Do you want your question?
We try to make it sound like we know girls, and sometimes we kiss and have sex. Mm-hmm. You know, like, not a lot of nerds do that.
Okay, your first Twitter question.
Okay, here we go.
Aaron Kilborn, and he said, do you think there's a market for serious story-based webcomics, or do you believe that strips will dominate the web medium?
I do not think that there is a market for serious webcomics. I don't.
Well,
first of all, you don't make any money on webcomics. That's not how it works. You get advertisers for your website, but it's just like any other website, more or less.
There are a lot of people out there making money on webcomics.
I don't buy it.
We are just not one, two of them.
Well, we don't do webcomics. You do.
That's true, and I don't.
Joe Patrick does a webcomic called Good Plus. It doesn't make any goddamn money.
In fact, it's nothing but a sinkhole for money. Well, yeah, there are all kinds of story-driven webcomics, aren't there?
Into the mic. We got to do this in the mic.
Yeah, there are all kinds of
all right, cool.
Types of webcomics.
Pretend
dramatic.
We're podcasting. Pretend that's what we're doing.
Pretend. Stop interrupting me. This is the worst. Yes, whether or not there's a market for it, I can't say. But, I mean, the internet, anything goes on the internet. If you want to put up a dramatic, story-driven webcomic, then you should do it. And if you're lucky enough to build an audience, maybe you can make a few bucks on it. But...
I don't know about serious ones, though. I mean, like, all the webcomics I can think of that I enjoy. I only read a few, and I apologize. I only read a few webcomics. I'm an old man. I like paper. I also steal my comics digitally. So, but all the webcomics I read are funny, and they're short, you know? I mean, what's it going to be?
Well, I think the term webcomics is kind of outdated. Now that digital comics are such a real thing, it's not just web comics. It's comics in general are everywhere on the internet.
Sure.
And but if when that's I think what you want to do, then do it.
When I think of serious real-life web comics, I think of, like, Mr. District Attorney, which made people want to kill themselves back in, like, the 40s. You know, I mean, like, nobody wants to read that shit anymore. What are you going to do? In three panels, weekly, you know?
But
Max Riffner writes a web comic called Drunk Elephant. It's funny. I like to read it. It's
Max
hilarious.
Max and Rick have a new comic out called Signs and Meanings.
Rick Hiltbrunner, ladies and gentlemen, also talented.
Wonderful,
kid.
And they know more about webcomics than we do, clearly.
We're going to pass the mics to them and let them talk about this for a little bit. So, in short, no, I don't think there's any money in it.
Tell them to stop doing it. Get a real
follow
job.
Follow your dreams, Aaron.
Get a real job.
You're doing a good job.
Don't follow your dreams. You're an idiot. How's it going over there, Chief? Pretty good?
Wine break?
All right. Oh, here we go. This is our friend Jared Savitas. He's also our dungeon master. He fucked up my whole life last night. It was great.
Things changed.
Yeah,
things definitely changed last night.
Okay. Since you've started the show, how has your reading of comics changed? Like, how's you're no longer just reading the titles you love. You're reading other things for review.
Yeah.
And has it changed how you, like, treat comics and read them, you know? Like, not only are you, you know what I mean.
True story. Weekly, we go and we get our comics. And I'm not going to say when we get them, but we go and we get them earlier than you people because we're special. And we sit down right here at a table and we say, these are the ones that I'm going to read and review. These are the ones that I'm going to read and review. And every week, Joe Patrick goes, why are you doing that? Why would you pick that book? And it's typically something I would never read, like Grimm's Fairy Tales, which is like this sort of perverted take on the Grimm Fairy Tales where girls are wearing really short skirts. And like, it's terrible. It's terrible shit. And I don't like it. I don't want to read it, you know. But the point is, we're trying to read a lot of different things. And I like that this show has made me read things that I would never read. Now, that said, I trash those things generally. But there's also times where I pick something up and I'm shocked that I enjoy it. Joe Patrick, you read G.I. Joe versus Danger Girl.
Yes, I did.
Which was geared towards 12-year-olds, probably. Joe loved it.
I did. I am a 12-year-old. There are a lot of different comics out there. You don't have to read Grim Fairy Tales.
No, I don't, but there's...
That's your choice,
I
pervert.
I get it, but like, we try and spread it out, you know, and sometimes there's busty women there. What can I do? You know, I mean...
My answer is yes, it has changed the way I read comics. I do read things with an eye towards variety. You know, I don't pick all, you know, Marvel superhero comics. I try to do different things. This week we did Doctor Who comics that we didn't understand, and a comic book about a super-powered volleyball player, which I don't really dig. Yeah, it's weird though. I don't get it. I'm giving it one more. And about once a month, Matt Baum will pick something truly vile and force me to read it.
It's true.
For the show.
It's true. I love it. There is a company called Avatar that puts out like hyper-violent. Like lunacy.
Torture porn.
Well beyond it, like the sociopathic mind of a 14-year-old, you know, like weird sex and like severed sex organs and stuff. And I'm like, Joe, this is what we're reading this week. And every once in a while, it's not badly written. And Joe has to admit, he's like, oh, God, it was the worst damn thing I've ever looked at. But it was pretty well written. You know, but that's part of it. I mean, like comics... There's so many different comics for everyone. Everyone in here, there is a comic book that you would like. I guarantee it. Whether you've read one or never read one, I could put one in your hands that you would enjoy. That said, the hyper-gore stuff isn't for Joe because he's a man baby and he's terrified of that stuff. It's not for me either, but every once in a while we bump into one and we go, well, hey, for what this is, it's good for what it does. You know, that you just have to
you
take it with a grain of salt.
You throw pretty good for a girl.
You throw pretty good for a girl, yeah. You know?
No. Just kidding, ladies.
I don't know
where
that came from. I'm sorry. He said that. Okay, how about something from Twitter? Okay, cool. This is so cool, right? Kevin Coffey. Come on, buddy. Come on.
A friend and I were talking today, actually, about DC Comics and how... a little higher. DC Comics and his thought... And I sort of agreed with him, was that DC seems in mass disarray, that certain things seem like they're going really, really well, and other things are just awful. And I wonder what you guys thought about it.
It's a 2.5-hour rant, to tell you the truth. I'm going to let Joe sum it up.
We try not to, but I think if you pick 8 of the last 10 shows, we will talk about this exact thing. And it's true. It seems like nobody really knows what's going on over there, and you've got guys way up high in the tower that finally realized they had a comic book company and that Marvel was just like schooling them and making billions of dollars, and they are Just running the show like guys in suits that don't know anything about comics. And it is a mess, and it drives me crazy because I am a huge DC Comics fan, and I don't like to read DC Comics anymore. So
it's upsetting because they, for those of you who don't know, DC Comics is obviously the home of Superman. It was founded, what used to be National Comics, right, and then it became DC.
Yeah.
And this was like the 30s, so it's like the first one. Last year, they restarted their whole line in this great big relaunch thing. And they just went, hey, everybody, we want to make this accessible to not just you nerds like Matt and Joe who live and die with this crap and can name all the members of the Legion of Superheroes, but we want to open it to everyone, right? And in doing that, we're just going to take a shit on all this stuff that we built that you love. And it, like, it's palpable. Like, it affected me. I mean, I'm not a religious guy. I'm an atheist. I don't believe in God. But my heroes,
we know what that word means,
taught me morality. You know? Yeah, okay, fair enough. And, like, when you change this shit, when you just, like, switch it up, maybe it's super lame to say it, but it totally bugs me. It really does. It bothers me, and it's disrespectful.
We were talking that one of the best ones was Batman.
Yes.
In which absolutely nothing was restarted or changed.
Yeah,
and that's
I mean,
the best one that they've done.
They have good books. They do have good books. Batman is very good. I really like Aquaman. Patrick loves Aquaman.
What?
I think they are doing good things, but they're few and far between. And the things that aren't good involve Superman becoming a blogger, which is the most ridiculous
thing.
All
you kids are blogging these days, right? I don't even know what that means.
but yeah, it's not looking good over there, and I hope that they kind of pull out of it soon. But I don't run corporations, so maybe they know something that I don't. But it looks bad from this side.
Let's go back to Skype. There's a question about Cliff Steele, who many of you don't know.
There's no questions on Skype.
Twitter. I'm sorry.
Sorry, that's live tweeting.
We gotta get a real social chairman over here. Apparently.
Do you want me to read them?
I don't know.
My phone.
There's nothing on here. I hate robots. Turn on Skype. Hellboy left hell.
There was a really good one from Daniel Elkin was his name.
Here, I got one.
Okay, here we go. Here we go.
This is from Brian DuPont. Questions about your show. Whose idea was it to start the Two-Headed Nerd? Who works harder, Joe or Matt?
Mine and me.
I work way harder. okay. We have separate jobs.
Yes. It truly is a collaborative effort. We both write this show. I maintain the website. I wrangle all of the writers. Matt does all of the editing of the show.
I write all the wiener jokes, too.
He writes all the wiener jokes. I write all the news. So it's pretty much a fair split. Though, if you look at how much time Matt obsessively cuts out every little audio imperfection, he edges me out in terms of time spent, I think.
When Joe Patrick says audio imperfections, what he means is the way he speaks with ands, facial tics, and small strokes that he has. Where, like, you'll notice, you won't notice it on the show because he sounds very well, like, thought out. But normally when Joe talks,
sir.
Be like, while I was reading this, I noticed that Aquaman was... And I can see the waveforms, like, on the screen without listening to it. I can look at it and go, that's an that's an that's an and, that's a, or whatever the hell that thing. I love him. I love him.
Okay,
he's one of my best friends. Ladies and gentlemen, we have Aaron Myers on the Skype. It's going to happen.
Okay.
So just turn him up.
He's up.
Hello?
Aaron, can you hear us? Oh, he's on a video call, too.
Oh, good.
And there's a bunch of comic books in the back. This is the nerdiest room I've seen in a long time.
Yeah.
Okay,
Aaron
let's,
Myers, room full of people.
Let's roll him up.
Room full of people, Aaron Myers.
Let me get your volume up, buddy.
Okay, can you hear me?
We can hear you. This is awesome.
Technology.
Ladies and gentlemen, THN Love Slave, Aaron Myers.
Hello. Hello, everyone.
Take your top off. Don't take your top off. Can you hear me speaking through the microphone, or, like, is this going to work for you?
Yeah, you guys are fine.
Okay, cool. Do you have a question for us?
I do.
All right.
So My question, well, first, congratulations on your 2-year anniversary.
Thank you, buddy.
Thank you.
My favorite podcast on the internet.
Oh, stop it. Stop it. We paid him a lot of money to say this shit.
Yeah, the check's in the mail, right? So my question is, where do you see comics in 5 years? And then because of that, where do you see the show in 5 years?
Oh, Jesus.
Oh, we'll be long dead.
Yeah, well, I'll be dead anyway.
Yeah.
I don't know if you've heard this. Well, you haven't heard this week's episode, and I'm not going to spoil it. But I'm leaving the show permanently. I don't know if you heard this or not. It's going to happen this week.
What a completely shocking
thing. I'm going on tour
thing.
With my rock band and saying, screw you to Joe Patrick. No, I'm not leaving permanently. I'm just going for a little bit. But we played it up like I quit and I stormed out, and it was like really dramatic and cool. I don't know. 5 years, what are comics going to do? I mean, every year they say this is it. It's over. The print medium is dead. Forget about it.
Yeah, you know,
usually it's retailers, and you know who I'm talking about, because some of you shop here, and you listen to him say it all the fucking
time. Stop it. I don't know. I mean, I think that digital will increase. Obviously, it will increase. According to what I've heard, in general, the comic market, the print market is up as well.
Yeah, unlike magazines and newspapers and whatnot, much like the music industry, where people said the digital sales of music is going to destroy the music industry and no one's going to be able to make music because all these kids are stealing all their music, whatever. If you look at the most downloaded songs, and I mean like the ones that are stolen, they're also the highest selling artists. And in turn, if you look at the most downloaded, whether legally or illegally, comics, they're the highest selling print comics, and they're selling higher now. God, that is annoying. They're selling higher now than they have in years, actually. And it's because, I think it's because the quality of the story is so good.
I agree.
It really is. It's been fantastic. And all your favorite movies are comic book movies right now. Am I wrong? Unless there's some cultured people here, which will take nothing away from you. That's fine. I go to film streams, too. It's cool. You know?
I think we probably talked about this last year. As a matter of fact, I think the difference between comics and other forms of entertainment is that there will probably always be comic collectors.
Yeah,
will always be people that want the physical artifact.
Just like LPs. Like, everybody thought the record was dead, but they're still, like, I'm one of them. I still buy LPs. People still collect that stuff.
But that wasn't really his question. I mean, he didn't say, you know, what do we think the print medium will be like? I think comics will continue whether or not the print medium goes away or not.
I agree.
Because I think people just love comics, and the easier the companies make them to access, the bigger the audience will become in theory. One of the biggest grossing movies of last year was a comic book movie, and you know, I think people,
you gonna tell them what it was, or should we keep it on the down low?
Ghost Rider, Spirit of Vengeance.
It was an amazing, he peed fire, it was amazing. I'm not making that up. He peed fire.
He did pee fire.
Like, I, yeah, seriously, man. Nicolas Cage, man, what do you expect? That guy's broke, you know, like, he'll do anything.
But I mean, I think as comics continue to become more, you know, widely spread, or I don't want to say more mainstream, but it's no longer just for stinky dorks.
Yeah,
you
it's
know?
Not for nerds. It's not just for nerds anymore.
This is a whole room full of beautiful people, and at least 5 of them read comics.
I would have sex with everybody in here, just for the record. No, but yeah. All right. The point being, comics aren't just for nerds anymore. They're for everybody. It doesn't matter who you are. There's something out there that you would like to read. And there was a very wise man and one of our favorite writers, Mark Waid. He writes Daredevil and the Indestructible Hulk right now. And he also has a webcomic, which actually is very serious and is doing really well. So I have to go back.
It's not that serious.
It's pretty serious. But anyway, he said something at a comic book convention I was at. He leaned over to a microphone when they were talking about the future of the industry and where it's going to go. And Mark Waid, after they talked about it for like 30 minutes, leaned over and said, as long as there are toilets, there will always be comic books.
That's true. That's true.
Aaron Myers, thank you very much for your question. It's great to see your beautiful face. I didn't know you looked like this.
You're a good-looking guy.
Yeah, you're a good-looking guy. My wife thinks so.
Cool. I have somebody stand in for me.
Thank you for your call, buddy. We're going to open the lines back up because they're totally jammed.
Well, congratulations.
Thanks, Aaron.
Thanks, buddy.
Bye, guys.
Bye.
Okay, there's an actual Twitter question now.
Hooray!
From Daniel Elkin. He would like to point out that he's not on Skype, which is good because it's a hot mess. Do you think there will come a time Marvel and DC will move from publishing comics and focus on other media?
Like entirely move away from comics? I think.
I don't know.
The good thing about comic books is they're so cheap, especially for like a company like Marvel. They're so cheap to produce and create a copyright and make a character and hold on to said character for, what, 50, 60 years until you make a Captain America movie, for example. I don't think they stop doing that. Now, they've already got a movie division, and obviously that's where their bread is buttered. But I don't think they stop doing the comics, one, because they genuinely love it. They really do. I don't think Warner Brothers loves comics. I think Marvel and Disney do.
I think the difference is you have to separate Warner Brothers and Disney from DC and Marvel. The second those companies decide that DC and Marvel are no longer making them any money, they'll sell them off or shut them down or whatever.
You're a real negative Nancy.
Look, that's just the way it is. They're not going to keep a dead thing around.
No, but I mean,
I think as long as comic books can generate enough ideas to make them money in Hollywood, then the comics are safe.
And there's something to be said about maintaining, like we said, maintaining the copyright. I mean, there was a Captain America movie in the 70s. Most of you kids weren't even around then, but you were, you old bastard. So were you. But there was a Captain America movie. It was terrible. It was absolutely terrible. I can't remember the actor that was in it.
Reb Brown.
Wow. Ladies and gentlemen. That is why I keep this guy around. Somebody get up and give us a trivia question. Come on. And by the way, the questions on our show, never this fucking serious. They never are. It's super lighthearted. And like we get online and we're like, all right, let's get some questions. Where do you see the state of the industry? Like, I don't.
And clearly we don't know what we're talking
like we
about.
Talk, people call us like, could the thing beat up Thor? And we're like, no. You know, like, come on. Next damn question. You know?
Can the thing beat up who?
Thor.
No.
No fucking way.
Magic
no,
hammer.
Absolutely
Sorry.
Not.
It's the great equalizer.
All right. Ryan Forrest, ladies and gentlemen, the THN mouthpiece, our lawyer. He does a lot of free work. If you are in divorce and bankruptcy, right?
Not for free.
I'm not saying he does church work or anything, but I mean, hey.
Well, as most attorneys, I just have one question broken into 27 parts.
I love it. I love it.
If you could write or draw one title, what would it be? And if I was the editor of that title, what story would you pitch me?
Oh, Jesus.
Whoa. Jesus Christ, man. God.
If I could write or
How about
draw.
This? I'll answer for Joe Patrick, and Joe Patrick will answer for me. How do you like that? Joe Patrick would write the New Warriors. For those of you who don't know the New Warriors, that's one of the worst comic books ever produced. Terrible. It was terrible. It was sort of Marvel's answer to the Teen Titans, kind of, right?
Okay.
I mean, yeah. I mean, it was Marvel's answer to the Teen Titans, and the Teen Titans were already lame. At DC. Like, they weren't very cool. I never really got into it. Joe Patrick fell in love with it at a very young age and has these attachments to these really bad stories. There's a character named Speedball. Okay?
Speedball.
And Speedball, which obviously at the time they did not know was a mixture of black tar heroin and cocaine.
They knew. It was the 80s when he was created. They knew what a
because
Speedball was.
Speedball is like this white kid from New Haven, Connecticut, you know, who's not shooting H, you know? Like, his job is he makes little, what should we call it, kinetic balls? I don't know.
He absorbs and redirects kinetic energy.
He absorbs and redirects energy in the form of multicolored balls. I shit you not.
He bounces around.
He bounces!
He can't be harmed.
Doesn't this sound awesome? I mean, come on.
Nova was in it? That
the,
guy?
The human Nova. Rocket, who was effectively Ram Man, but he could fly. You know, now later on, I learned to love Nova as well. Namorita was there too.
Namorita, right?
Namor's daughter. She was a fish girl.
Cousin.
She had wings
cousin.
On her feet.
Namor's cousin.
Yeah. Sorry. Pardon me.
Night Thrasher.
Night Thrasher, who rode a skateboard and had nunchucks.
For two issues, he rode a skateboard
and armor. And the skateboard, I believe, had little jets on the back of it. Right.
That's Rocket Racer.
Pardon me. Rocket
That's
Racer.
Rocket Racer.
Rocket Racer, my bad.
Another black dude that rode a skateboard.
Yeah, there was lots of black kids riding skateboards in Marvel Comics. I'm not sure. And they both started as criminals, I might add.
No, Night Thrasher was a good guy. He wasn't
Didn't he
criminal.
Start as a criminal?
He was only posing as a criminal.
Oh!
Trying to crack a gang. Listen. Listen.
Hey, dudes! I'm Night Thrasher! I went into your dumb gang!
Did we talk about your great idea for Hal Jordan jet ski pilot?
No, that was my Hollywood treatment of Green Lantern. Where Hal Jordan, I was doing me at like a Hollywood meeting, like, all right, let's make a Green Lantern movie. Here's my pitch. Hal Jordan, strong, sexy, jet skier, right? Professional jet skier. Almost gets drowned by creepy Asian Sinestro guy, right? And when he's underwater, he finds alien spaceship with a ring in it. Boom! He's the fastest motherfucker that ever rode a jet ski. You know, right? And Jessica Alba's there, wearing a bikini the whole time. Money, right? I mean, it's there. It writes itself. And then they actually made a Green Lantern movie that was worse than my idea. It was. It was worse than my idea. Mine was gold.
I think Matt's dream comic would be to write a revival of Alien Legion, which was a comic in the 80s about aliens.
But it was like
in a legion.
It was an alien like army force.
Alien Legion versus Godzilla, I think, is Matt's dream comic.
You son of a bitch.
And now the idea is mine. Copyright me. 2013. Suck it, nerd.
I do love the Alien Legion. Chuck Dixon and it was Chuck Dixon, Larry Stroman.
Larry Stroman.
Oh, man. It was 1980s. It was Eclipse Comics. It was a sad time for comics. There weren't
Epic.
A lot of ideas.
Epic.
Epic. You're right. Pardon
he
me.
Hosts this podcast for
Epic.
Comics.
That's why I keep him around for fact checking. I think we're going to end it here because it's ridiculous and we can ramble.
There's
on
one
it.
More
nope.
question.
Oh, one more question. One more.
This is the last question.
Step up to the mic.
I'm not going to read the one that was directly sent to me because it's awesome, but this Brian DuPont said, questions about your show part two. If you could replace each other, who would be your replacement? And superhero answers are acceptable.
Oh, wow. I like it. So I don't know. See, I am infinitely replaceable because anybody, and I'm not just like being humble, but like anybody can make dick and fart jokes and push buttons on a keyboard. I swear to God, I'm not saying he's mentally retarded, but this dude has got like this weird autistic thing where he remembers every goddamn thing that ever happened in a comic book.
Thank you.
It is unreal. And I am wrong 100% of the time.
Oh, yeah.
When it, like someone's, I was like, oh, yeah, that was in like Wolverine 14. He's like, no, that was not even in a Wolverine comic book. No, he's like, you're totally wrong.
That also all gets edited out.
And I cut all that shit out. Yeah. Like I go back and just chop it all out. And restart the tape and make it sound like I knew exactly what I was talking about.
Who would you replace him with?
Who would I replace Joe with?
Yeah, that was the question.
Keith Olbermann's looking for work. I really like that guy. Al Jazeera just bought the Current, you know, or whatever, Current TV.
I like it.
Keith Olbermann's looking for work. I would love to sit across from Keith Olbermann and talk comics, although I don't know if that's his thing.
Joe?
Oh, man. That's a hard question. Who would I replace Matt with? You know, man, I was going to say something really sweet, but I decided
against
it. Don't do that.
Don't do that in front of these people.
I decided against it.
Drink your scotch.
Oh, maybe that'll
loosen me up. Thank Brian for our scotch, by the way. Little Johnny Walker Black. A little ring-a-ding-ding for the party, huh?
You know, I think celebrity podcasters, they're all looking for extra podcasts, right?
Sure.
Like
Mark Harmon, right?
Mark Maron.
Oh, Mark Maron. Oh, I'll take Mark Maron. Yeah.
Mark Harmon?
He's a good-looking guy. I don't know.
NCIS.
Yeah. Yeah. LL Cool J's not on that show, right?
My choice for a permanent replacement is Dennis Haysbert, who played the president on 24.
I don't think that's his name.
President Palmer.
I think you're going to be
Palmer.
Wrong if you start calling that shit out.
Dennis Haysbert, the voice of Allstate Insurance. Right? Thank
all
you.
Right, like,
if you choose Allstate Insurance, you'll find.
Can you think of a better guy to put on the radio than that?
No, that'd be rad. Is he a nerd?
Who cares?
Yeah, there you go.
That's true. He was Serrano too.
If Jesus can't, Jesus can't hit curveball, I say screw you, Jesus.
Jobu. All right. Okay, come on up to the mic. You got to say it to the internet and God and everybody.
I peed fire once.
Zach Hollowell, ladies and gentlemen.
Hi, everyone. I'm going to completely ignore what you guys asked us not to do at the beginning.
This is hate speech?
Are you Twittering? It could turn into
hate speech if it goes right.
Is this your anti-gypsy rant?
Yes, it is.
Okay, here we go.
I'm giving you guys a hypothetical situation in which you are both taken prisoner and moved to a room. Simultaneously, everyone you've ever loved has been taken prisoner and is put in a room with a bomb, and they will be killed if you guys don't make sweaty nerd love to each other. In this situation, they do take a little bit of pity on you guys, and they'll let you dress each other up as any superhero of your choice to make it easier.
All right.
Who do you choose?
What if I just, like, love Joe the way he is? Huh? What if there's that?
No.
Okay, then She-Hulk.
Yeah, the She-Hulk was my answer.
Yeah, can we both be She-Hulk?
As long as you aren't red,
that's
acceptable.
Can it be weird lesbian She-Hulk on She-Hulk sex? Is that too much to ask? I mean, come on.
Oh, this is making me very.
I like that wasn't even hard though. No. We're both like, well, She-Hulk.
She-Hulk
asshole.
Was the only thing that I
Duh.
Could think of.
You know, yeah. I mean, come on. Oh, but seriously, let's roll this back. I don't know that that's gonna make the air. We've been doing this for 2 years. We totally love this. We don't make any money doing this,
this is awesome.
Oh, everybody showed up tonight. My mother's standing up like she's going to come say something, and this could be bad. Colleen Baum, ladies and gentlemen. This is the woman that cringes every time I mention Satan, suicide, or hardcore drug use on the air.
You don't have to do that. You can just take it off. I tried to do this last year.
Okay. Hi, Mom. Don't start crying in front of everybody.
Moms
okay,
get to do that.
You got to shoot your mouth laser into the microphone.
I do not have a question. All the questions have been answered for me tonight. I do
she
have
really
some information.
Curious about the sex thing.
She-Hulk, Mom. I want to have sex with She-Hulk.
I know all about it. I have some information, though. Close your eyes, if you will, and imagine two-year-old, two-headed nerds. But besides that,
are you drunk?
One two-year-old here tonight.
So am I.
If you would imagine with a cape, his binky blanky, tied around his neck. Mom, tie this around my neck at age between 2 and 3. And he'd say, sing Batman for me, Mommy. Sing Batman for me. Da 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 da. And he'd run through the house all day and all night. Congratulations, you two-year-olds.
Thank you, Bob.
Thank you.
The best part of that story is we would play superheroes, and I would be Batman, and my younger brother Scott would be the Incredible Hulk, and my baby brother Mike would always scream, "I'm Wonder Woman!" And he would
clink the bracelets and spin around.
We were worried about him, but he turned out to be a bald asshole. He's okay. So, you know. But thank you, everybody. Seriously, this is fantastic. And, I mean, there's more booze left. And whatever you don't drink, I have to drink at a Super Bowl party tomorrow. And then I got to get on a plane on Monday. So that could be really bad. So we're going to hang out. My friend Matt Bowen is going to DJ some more nerd tunes. And thanks, everybody, for coming. This is awesome. Seriously. Totally rad. Joe Patrick, thank the people.
Thanks, people. I'm really sorry for the stupid Q&A.
I blame you guys. You should have asked more questions. Zach, you did a great job. I like the nerd sex thing. That was fun.